T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:13 and it is Friday morning. Let's start with this. The Jonas Brothers. Oh my God, people love them so much. Am I in the wrong place? I am in the wrong place. We're going to do that at 6:35. Oh, people love them so much that we've got tickets for you at 6:35.
It's not a fixed time.
It's amazing. Now we'll do it at 6:35.
Okay.
That's a little teaser. Also on the show today, Eric Griffin is going to come by. He is performing at Cobb's Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night. And you would know him from Workaholics. You know where I know him from, weirdly, is that I think it's Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Oh, okay.
Saw that,
that was a cute
couple
movie.
Years ago. Did you see that?
I did. I saw parts of it because it was on TV, I don't know, about a month ago. But I know this guy from I'm Dying Up Here, which is a Showtime series produced by Jim Carrey.
Right. We talked
about that.
Sort
of the dark side of behind the comedy scene and what these folks have to go through to get up there and going from gig to gig to gig. And so, fortunately, it was just canceled.
Right. 2 seasons of it.
Yeah.
So we're going to meet with him. He's going to come in here at about 8:30 or so. So happy Friday, everybody. We've got a really big show for you. I have an email here I want to start with. Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. The subject line is Joe from Survivor. I just watched a clip on Survivor's Instagram story. Not only did Joe agree to cut off all his hair so it could be used to make a wig for a child with cancer, he didn't keep the $15,000 that Sia gave him. He donated that to the cancer wig charity as well.
It's a smart move.
She says, I didn't care or not care about him on the show, but I've got to say, he's a good person to give up that cash. So that is from, I believe that's from Maria. I saw this morning and I thought to myself, I don't think I've ever heard this kid talk. So we're going to take a second here and hear Blanket Jackson.
Mm.
So Prince Jackson, that's the oldest of the Prince kids. He's got some new venture and he's doing it with this kid Blanket. So the kid's name's not Blanket. It's actually like Prince Michael Jackson.
Prince Michael Jackson, the second.
Oh, so is the other one also named Prince Michael Jackson, the first kid? I hear him refer. We were trying to figure this out. This kid.
I think that one is Mike. Well, is it Michael Jackson, Joseph? You know what? I don't know.
Yeah. The kids are all named the same thing.
Michael Joseph Jackson Jr. is the other kid's name.
Oh. Then why do we call him Prince?
Because Michael told us to.
I guess so. So, Prince Jackson, as we have been referring to him for his whole life, and Blanket Jackson. Blanket has now, so his real name is Prince Michael II. He's changed his name to Biggie, B-I-G-I.
B-I-G-I.
Is that Biggie or B-G?
B-G? B-G. I don't know. Does Prince address him as B-G?
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have that.
That's fine. So they have they went on Instagram yesterday to announce that his younger brother, Biggie, along with a cousin, Taj Jackson, created a YouTube show where they're going to be reviewing movies. Oh. And the first one is up, you guys.
Everyone wants in on the act,
oh,
huh?
Oh, boy. You know, well, I've seen Hooman parlay that into major success.
He has turned it into major success. You see where that guy, he can go anywhere in town.
Anywhere. Nobody's more well connected.
He has used this show to connect him in every possible way.
You know, if only honest to God, if I had half of Hooman's energy, think how well connected I would be.
Well, you actually have to show up and do the show, though. He gets to go out every night.
That is true. So Prince says, we're very excited to announce we're starting a movie review channel. Right now you can go see our very first ever video on my YouTube channel. We know this is a very rough first video. They actually have sort of a studio, though. Like there's a set that they're all sitting on. As usual, all input is welcome here or in the YouTube comments. Expect more to come, y'all. #Avengers Endgame. So all I thought was, I don't think I've ever heard Blanket talk. I've seen Blanket dangled off balconies. I've seen Blanket's hair get longer and as he stands sort of behind his siblings. Did he speak at the funeral? Maybe he did.
I don't think so.
But I don't think I've ever heard his voice.
Oh, by the way, it's BG.
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 Okay. Like the Bee Gees.
Yes.
Okay.
Like the Bee Gees.
B-I-G-I. That's what he refers to himself as. Or has changed his name. Did we...
It's official? We don't know if it's official, but they say that he changed it because he was being bullied with the name Blanket.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I guess after that dangling of the balcony thing.
With the blanket over his head.
Uh-huh.
Well, everyone called him Blanket forever. And I think even Michael Jackson, we had, like, Blanket, Blanket. Wasn't there a little quote of him saying that?
The one thing I saw about him recently was he made an appearance at his brother's graduation, the older brother's graduation, and they made this big thing about, oh my God, the other kid's there.
Right.
Look, it's him. He's grown. He didn't, like, yeah, he grew.
Nobody saw him. I mean, he's the one you don't see.
He's laying low.
On Saturday, Prince graduated from Loyola Marymount. He shared all kinds of photos from his graduation and his family, including Blanket, who was there. So BG has spoken, and so, I guess we're going to hear his thoughts on Avengers Endgame.
But here's BG first and Prince as well.
Okay. That's him?
That's correct, yeah.
Wow,
that's him.
He sounds like a grown-up. I thought he was just a two-year-old. He sounds stuffy.
Yes.
He does sound stuffy.
Yeah. Sounds like he has allergies.
Well, we all are feeling that right now.
Don't talk that much. So my thoughts are, they're all tumbling out of me right now. Thanks for letting me talk, Prince. It's fun. It's great to be here.
So apparently they're going to be reviewing movies and...
We'll see.
Yeah, we will. It's actually nice to hear.
I'm always interested when people take on stuff and then that later they realize... You know, it was fun, but now it feels like work.
Mm. Yeah.
And I'm rich, so...
I don't have to do that.
I don't know why I would do that.
Yeah. Nah. I'm just going to take this one off.
Right.
And then maybe I'll see you next week. Anyway, there you go. That's what Blanket Jackson sounds like.
BG. Okay.
And we found out he's got a name.
Maybe we should start cross-referencing the Bay Area's best movie reviewer with Blanket's movie reviews.
Oh.
And start our own Rotten Tomatoes.
Right. We'll just see how Hooman does up against, the reviewing force of Prince and BG.
Part of that review team, I think, is this guy named Taj
Jackson. Yeah, that's the cousin, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. He's a cousin of, I think he's a nephew of Michael.
Yeah, do you know which one of the brothers had him?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I know some of his songs.
Oh, Taj has music?
3T was a band.
Oh.
Do you know that?
I do not.
3T?
Who were the other two T's?
Never heard of it.
Can't be Jermaine's kids.
It's Your Majesty. 3T is an American R&B pop music group featuring the three sons of Tito Jackson.
Oh, Tito, Taj.
And Dolores D.D. Jackson.
Tony and Tommy.
So it includes, Tariano Jackson, Terrell Jackson, and Tito Joe Jackson.
That must be Taj. Tito Joe?
Maybe.
Well, who knows?
Oh, maybe Taj is Terrell because his name is Terrell Adrian Jackson.
Oh.
T-A-J?
Yeah,
maybe.
That could be. Taj Jackson. Mm-hmm. Boy, there is a signature Jackson sound.
There is, right?
Guy sounds like Michael Jackson. Do they have hit songs? Like, are they known?
These songs, that I know them very well because, they were my middle school hits.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really popular when I was in middle school. At Visitation Valley Middle School.
Hey, ding, ding, shame.
All right, so there you go.
That is awful. That is just awful.
Well, I love it.
Oh, you love it.
That is awful.
I think Michael Jackson actually does feature in a lot of these songs, too.
Oh, like they grabbed samples of him or something?
He actually performs on them. Like,
he was around when these were happening?
Yes,
absolutely. He's been dead like 10 years.
This is when I was in middle school,
right.
So it's the 90s.
I forgot.
What's the name of that song?
You're so young.
This is called Anything.
Anything was out in 1995.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It looks like they had three hit songs off this one album from 95.
So how old is Taj Jackson now?
1995, rock music was experiencing its best years.
Yeah. Grunge and alternative were happening.
Yeah, like big.
Yeah.
Taj is
and this
45.
Was also happening. Oh, Taj is 45.
Yes.
Oh, wow. All right, next story. Pro wrestling legend Ric Flair is is back in the hospital. He had some kind of emergency yesterday morning. TMZ is calling it very serious. His wife issued a statement saying he's having surgery today, and he expects to fully recover. He's 70. He's been dealing with some pretty serious issues in recent years. About 2 years ago, he was placed in a medically induced coma, I think for like 11 days or something, due to multiple organ failure and heart disease after decades of heavy drinking caught up with him.
I remember he had come out and said that.
Doctors at that point gave him a 20% chance of surviving, but he did end up making a full recovery. Also in the world of WWE and Survivor, a girl by the name of Ashley Massaro died yesterday at the far too young age of 39. She was on the Survivor China. Let me see if I can find the exact years.
2007,
okay.
I think.
Let's see. Cast of Survivor China. She's one of these chicks in this photo. I think she's in the front row.
She's either blonde or has multicolored hair.
Right. She was voted off the second episode. So I have absolutely no recollection of her whatsoever. She was transported. Let's see. Ashley Massaro was transported from her home in Suffolk County, New York, to a nearby hospital. She died early yesterday morning. Officials are not revealing the cause of death, but they're saying it's being classified as non-criminal.
So you think she's self-harmed?
I have no idea.
I do.
She most famously won the WWE's 05 Raw Divas Search, which included a $250,000 one-year contract. She was on and off in wrestling, and she was on Survivor China in 07, voted off second episode of that series. I'm not sure which of those people she is. I'm guessing front row, second from the left. She was also on the cover of Playboy magazine in April 07, which she revealed on an episode of SmackDown. Here's a shot of her. I don't recognize her at all from the show I would have watched her on. But rest in peace, Ashley Massaro.
I don't know, but I just feel like it. And I realize we also get so much more news now that sometimes things just, you hear too much, and so you make maybe false, you assume right from that. I'm hearing a lot of suicides lately, or suicide attempts.
Mm-hmm.
And
Sonny Garcia is still in the hospital.
Oh,
the pro surfer, he's still in the hospital in Oregon.
Wow.
After attempting, I don't know if he's going to recover back to normal.
What did he do?
I think he tried to hang himself.
Oh.
But he's a pro surfer. They're not saying they're being very... I don't even know how they're keeping it from getting out.
Right.
But I fear that he won't...
Be the same.
And that's tragic, for sure, because he had it. He's one of those guys. Big, strong, Hawaiian dude who tackled some of the biggest waves and was a world champ.
Right.
It looks like there was a GoFundMe page set up a couple days ago. And the report is Sonny Garcia off sedation, still in coma. Fans raised about, so far, $63,000 for medical expenses.
I just heard a young kid pro skateboarder who was seen by all as like the life of the party, good time guy, very friendly, would share break his last penny in half for anybody he knew. He did it.
Mm.
I just was reading it going, man, I don't know how empty it must feel to be young today.
Right. And just to be at that point, it's horrible.
Is it May? May is National Mental Health Awareness Month, I think.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I think, is the Walk for Suicide Prevention this month too?
I'm not sure.
It's like
about
a
that.
Night where they all
that
walk.
Would make sure, right. That would make sense.
Walk the night or something.
All right, Vinny, it's 6:27. It's Friday, and what's coming up in the news?
Well, the party is coming up in the news, Sarah. We're going to party. I've got our America's favorite beers.
Oh.
I've got who drinks the most beer, and more after these.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Credit Union. Membership open to everyone. Mention Alice Radio and membership is free. I don't say those other words, do I?
I don't believe that you do.
All right. So, San Francisco Credit Union. Mention Alice Radio.
Start a new paragraph.
Yes. You're going to love it. All right. Here's what's happening. So, I'll begin with a couple things that I wanted to mention. First of all, we were talking about the suicide walk or run or race or whatever it is, and it is called... San Francisco Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Mm. The website is theovernight.org, and it's coming up next month, June 8th, it looks like. And it's for real. It's an overnight 16 to 18 mile walk.
Wow. It
goes from dusk till dawn.
Wow.
So that's certainly something worth your time if you can. Theovernight.org. Also, this weekend, the Beta Breakers is being run. Mm-hmm. And it's going to rain.
Yeah.
So know that. It's also going to rain on the Jenny's Light run, which I'll be at. Jenny'sLight.org is the website if you want to run in Los Gatos. Beta Breakers is world famous and here in the city. And
people's costumes are going to get wet.
It's going to rain on everything.
The naked people are going to be freezing.
You'll be okay, though.
Right.
I learned that when I lived in Oregon. That rain does not. It's just water.
It's just water.
You'll be all right.
You'll be fine. Keeps you cool. You're running, it'll keep you cooled down.
Warriors win. Woo! Great game last night. Draymond Green was incredible. Steph was great. The guys got another win. They go up two games. Their next play is Saturday in Portland. Go Warriors. Oh, and the Sharks play tonight. Let me see if I can find that. They're doing the free tattoos again.
Oh, right. So they did them...
One location did them Wednesday. There's another location doing them today. You know what? I'll do that next time.
Okay.
But there is a location. You can look it up very easily on the Google. But free Sharks tattoos to like the first 40 people in line at, and I can't think of the name.
And there's six that you can choose from, and they're just little things that they can whip out pretty
quick. They'll knock them out pretty quick. Damn. They look great. They're great
the
little
ones
tattoos.
We saw look excellent.
So there'll be a location today, and then there's another location. I don't know which day.
I'll find it for you.
Let's see here. Oh, America's 10 favorite beers.
Okay.
Think of America. The whole place. Not just, we get extremely, we're extremely lucky to live in the Bay Area. We have access to so much.
Yes.
Remember that not everybody has...
So you're telling me Budweiser wins.
Lightning... No, I'm not. Oh. But that's why I'm surprised that Budweiser did not win.
Right. Is it one of the major, like, sort of cruddy, available
beers? No, I don't think it's cruddy. I liked German beer, but I wouldn't have said Heineken in a million years.
Heineken's number one.
Number one.
Number one.
The number one beer in America. Heineken.
Oh. It sounds like it's going to be... What about Guinness? Is that on there?
Number two.
I love Guinness.
I know you love Guinness, and I know that people... And I loved Guinness, although I, you know, that was a little filling on my belly. I wanted to drink 20 of them, you know?
Yeah.
You're not a... Guinness isn't a 20-beer drink.
No, it's not.
So...
How about Corona?
Number three.
No, I didn't. No.
You got a copy
I'm
of this over there?
I'm sitting here thinking.
Corona was number three.
Is there, like, I was thinking there must be a little, like, Sierra Nevada?
Sam Adams comes in four.
Not a fan.
I know, but we vacationed there.
They're the best.
We went to vacation at Sam Adams.
Well, at Turks and Caicos, right? Is that where we went?
I think so.
It was the weirdest promotion, though, because there were buckets of Sam Adams everywhere. Like, you'd think you'd love it, but after about... And I'm an alcoholic, and I was over it.
Well, we were like, can we just get cocktails? And by the way, how come there's no phone or TV in our rooms and the floor is wet? Right. What's happening here? What the hell is going on?
Sam Adams came in at number four on America's favorite beers. Budweiser, Coors, Blue Moon, Miller High Life, Bud Light, and
Blue
Corona
Moon.
Light round out your top 10 favorite beers in America. I didn't know people still were drinking the Sam Adams.
Me either, quite frankly.
You don't?
I don't.
None of your people do?
I don't believe I've even seen a Sam Adams. And I mean, I must have seen it at the grocery store. I just look right past it.
I mean, he was one of the early craft breweries that sold to the biggies, right?
Yeah. And he had all the different guys' flavors. Well, it's not Sam Adams.
Jim Cook.
Oh, my God. Well done.
But he made a fortune by selling his...
brewery.
What he'd built
right.
to one of the bigs. Anyway, good for
Yay, beer.
Heineken, number one.
Tonight I will have a...
Heineken.
No, I'm going to have a Deschutes IPA.
That's your beer?
Right now it is. I like it. They do have it on tap over at this place I go to. Just one. I just want one.
Christina will always have a beer. She can do that.
Mm.
And she'll get some weird flavored thing, and I just... I have 1 second of like...
Well, sometimes they're nice. It's just like a nice...
Hey.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Good for her. I'm happy for her. I don't know what she's doing, but all right.
Yeah. I like an ice cold beer.
Blueberry beer. Get out of here.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, I love blueberries, but what are you doing?
Why are you sullying the alcohol?
Speaking of alcohol, that segues me to my next story. Which is weird to find out that the United States is not the drunkest country in the world. We're not the drunkest country in the world.
That's good news.
And so I went, well, of course not. It's Australia. Duh.
Is it?
No, it's not Australia.
Is it Germany? Is it Russia?
It's not.
Oh. Is it Brazil?
It's not.
What continent's it on?
It's the UK.
Oh.
The UK is the drunkest country in the world. The United States comes in second. Canada comes in third.
Canada
beats Australia at four.
Sorry, Australia.
Denmark, India, Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. I don't know why I didn't go right to Ireland.
Mexico, the Czech Republic, and Finland round out your 10 drunkest countries in the world.
Wow. That's...
That's shocking.
It is. The UK is number one, huh? I guess it's just like rainy and depressing there. I don't know.
I don't know what to say.
They're upset over Brexit?
Well, that is upsetting, don't you think?
Sure. I think I'll drink so I don't have to think about it anymore.
Where do you eat your dinner?
At the kitchen table. Where do you eat your dinner?
At the kitchen table now.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
No, for years you'd eat it over the sink if that was the cleanest place to eat it. Well, you're a bachelor.
In a bowl. With a spoon.
Yeah.
As quickly as humanly possible.
Yeah, don't enjoy it. Just get it in. It's the fuel you need. Eat to live.
According to a new survey, three quarters of us grew up eating dinner basically every night at the dining room table. Now that's down to less than half of us.
Oh, that's terrible. It's the one chance you have for everyone to not have their phones and to actually check in with the rest of the family.
30% are eating dinner on the couch.
Oh, don't eat on your couch. You gotta get your couch all disgusting.
17% eat dinner in a bedroom.
What?
I
don't get it. Is that a roommate thing?
Oh.
Like I made it in the kitchen and now I just want to take it into my bedroom? And
it might be.
Maybe.
Oh,
I've lived in situations where I absolutely found myself just going to my room.
Right. I just don't want to be around these people.
I don't want a deal.
I want to close a door between me and the rest of the world.
I don't want to hear it. The nonsense coming out of that person's head hole. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to go over here.
Yeah.
And you know what? You can actually, by making the right decisions in those situations, you can still have a pretty decent life.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of going crazy over on the side. Like, give me your attention. Why aren't you? But you're just like, I'm just doing me, man. Yeah. I'm good.
I'll be in my room.
Put some music on. I'll have my meal.
Right.
I'll get my sleep. And then I'll go into the day and do the stuff I got
to
do.
Well, back to your original story. I am sorry to hear that only half of people are sitting down with their families at night.
Couch and the bedroom are more popular.
Don't do the couch. I mean, even
don't do well, the bedroom if you have to out of necessity, but that's a weird one too.
I don't know. I like to eat at a table. I feel like I'm sitting in the right position. I'm not picking it up off my lap and dropping it along my chest as I get into my reclined head. Wiping my hands on the couch. Ugh.
This seems dumb.
Okay.
According to a new survey, 41% of people say they'd leave a job they love to do for the right price.
As in, I wouldn't have to work at all anymore?
No. As in, they'd go do a job they don't like for the right price. Oh. They love their job. They love it. They're fulfilled by it. They like the people they're there with. They enjoy themselves. But for the right price, they would go eat crap sandwiches or whatever you want to, however you want to refer it.
That's a terrible job.
Just whatever the job is where you're just like, I don't like it, but for the money.
Well, I mean, we do, as much as I love my job, if they decided not to pay me anymore, I wouldn't do it.
No, me neither.
You know, it is a job.
Right.
And so,
let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Would you leave a job you love for a job you hate? For an extra $15,000 a year?
I wouldn't.
Now, I know that sounds, in the Bay Area, you go, after taxes, you haven't changed your status in any way.
Right. You might have even bumped up to the next bracket and make less.
At the very least, at least in life, you were enjoying your work.
Right.
Now you're doing it for,
you're really just doing it for the money. I mean, that's what it would come down to.
But it wouldn't be enough to make it worth it.
It wouldn't.
$15,000 a year is the amount that people would leave a job they love.
Wow, don't do it, you guys.
I agree. Cannot believe it.
That seems like such a major sacrifice.
Here's a couple fast facts for you.
Oh, Friday, fast facts.
I may need you to help me with this first one.
Oh, am I allowed to ask questions on this one?
No. Oh. Well, I mean, yes, no. Legos are a better investment than gold. Their value has gone up about 11% a year since 1987, which is better than gold, stocks, or bonds. Do they mean stocks in Legos?
They
or
must mean
actual toy itself?
They do collectible versions of them. If you haven't opened them, I bet if you had ones from 1987 in the package that are discontinued, there is probably a collector out there that would buy them from you. I have no idea what that means exactly. I mean, I assume, though, if you've opened the package, forget it.
Okay. So it's not that they're a publicly traded company.
Oh,
and
I'm sure
stock...
they are, actually. Right?
I have a hard time believing that a pack of Lego toys, the bricks from 87, have gone up 11% a year.
It's got to be the packaged sets, you know?
Okay.
I bet it is.
I don't know.
I
mean, what you said, that 11%, Vinny, they went from $3.99 to $28.46 in just 1 year, earning a return in excess of 600%. Small and large sets tended to have the greatest increase in value.
Wow. So it's the sets?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, some of those sets, like one time my kid wanted this Death Star set so bad.
Like, I think the Death Star is featured. Is the Death Star the one featured in the Spider-Man movie, Bryn?
I don't remember that.
The Legos, he was going to spend the night. You want to spend the night? His little buddy?
Yeah.
Well, I got the Death Star. Okay, never mind.
I don't recall that.
Your boy was...
I want to say it was the Death Star, but it might have been like the Millennium Falcon. I don't know. Whatever it was. It was some big, elaborate Lego thing. And so for Christmas, we're looking at the thing, and it was... I want to say it was like $139 to buy this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like... he's, you know, seven. Does that seem like an appropriate, you know, I think it was like an eight and up thing too, because some of the ones, they're really hard. You have to, John's like, well, so I'm the one who's going to put it together. But that's what, it's all he wanted. I think he did get it.
Ah.
He had a ton of Legos. We used to buy the little sets. You could get them for like $13, $12.99 or whatever, and it would make one little character. But it was, you know, those, all the pieces were specific to that thing. It wasn't like you were just buying a set of blocks to be, to use your imagination.
Understood, right. Get it. Well, there you go then. Legos, right. Better investment than gold, everyone. Arby's was originally created in the 1960s to be a higher-end fast food restaurant. Their first roast beef sandwiches cost 69 cents, which was four times more than a burger at McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
Arby's, high end.
Arby's. Isn't there somewhere else we could eat? There it is. Isn't there anywhere else? Oh, I miss Jon Stewart so much.
He's doing good for the animals.
Yeah, he's, you know, and occasionally pops his head out to do some good thing for the world.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. Hi, gang. Love you guys. We'll be on my daily commute with my 15-year-old loyal listener since conception, LOL, around 7:30. Will you guys be discussing the Big Bang Theory finale?
We won't. We'll not be. Unless you watched it and you want to discuss
it. I did watch it, and I loved it. I laughed and cried.
Tell us everything at 7:30, will you?
Well, I feel bad. I don't want to spoil it for people that didn't get a chance to see it.
But we'll give a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What do you mean? That's our thing.
No, don't let that be our thing. I don't want to be the spoil it station. We try. We do try. We just fail a lot.
All right. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm looking down at who the new next Batman is probably going to be. I got some Game of Thrones stuff. I've got Rocket Man. That's the whole Elton John thing. Mm. And Death, too. Got it all.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.